This is the listening section. There are two parts in this section. You will hear each part twice. After each part, you will have a 10-second pause to do. Part 1. Listen to the recording twice. Choose the correct answer A, B, or C for each of the following questions.
You look upset, Linda. What's the matter?
Nothing serious. Just my parents keep complaining about my clothes.
Oh, why don't they like them?
They think my trousers are too skinny and my top's too tight. They don't like my sparkling clothes or high heels. They want me to wear more casual stuff, such as jeans and t-shirts.
Well, it depends on where you're going. If you're going to a party, you could dress up, but I don't think you should wear flashy clothes every day.
But I really want to look more elegant and fashionable.
Well, have you thought about the costs? Perhaps your parents can't afford to buy expensive clothes.
Maybe you're right. What about you? Do you get into conflict with your parents?
Not really, but they forbid me to play computer games.
Sounds bad. What's wrong with computer games?
They think all computer games are useless. They want me to use my computer for more useful stuff.
But there are some positive benefits of playing computer games.
Yes, there are. I can read faster because I can concentrate more. Playing computer games after school also helps me to relax after a hard day.
But your parents may worry about your eyesight if you look at the computer screen for a long time.
Yes, they probably worry about it and want me to have a healthier lifestyle with more outdoor activities.
That's right. I think you need to tell your parents that you agree with them and explain the benefits of computer games.
That's a good idea. I hope my parents understand that. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for your advice too.
Now, listen to part one again.
You look upset, Linda. What's the matter?
Nothing serious. Just my parents keep complaining about my clothes.
Oh, why don't they like them?
They think my trousers are too skinny and my top's too tight. They don't like my sparkling clothes or high heels. They want me to wear more casual stuff, such as jeans and t-shirts.
Well, it depends on where you're going. If you're going to a party, you could dress up, but I don't think you should wear flashy clothes every day.
But I really want to look more elegant and fashionable.
Well, have you thought about the costs? Perhaps your parents can't afford to buy expensive clothes.
Maybe you're right. What about you? Do you get into conflict with your parents?
Not really, but they forbid me to play computer games.
Sounds bad. What's wrong with computer games?
They think all computer games are useless. They want me to use my computer for more useful stuff.
But there are some positive benefits of playing computer games.
Yes, there are. I can read faster because I can concentrate more. Playing computer games after school also helps me to relax after a hard day.
But your parents may worry about your eyesight if you look at the computer screen for a long time.
Yes, they probably worry about it and want me to have a healthier lifestyle with more outdoor activities.
That's right. I think you need to tell your parents that you agree with them and explain the benefits of computer games.
That's a good idea. I hope my parents understand that. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for your advice too.
Part 2. Listen to the recording twice. Complete the table below. Write one word or a number for each answer.
Hello, Tourist Information Centre. Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I wanted to find out about cookery classes. I believe there are some one-day classes for tourists.
Well, they're open to everyone, but tourists are always welcome. OK, let me give you some details of what's available. There are several classes. One very popular one is at the food studio.
OK.
They focus on seasonal products, and as well as teaching you how to cook them, they also show you how to choose them.
Right, that sounds good. How big are the classes?
I'm not sure exactly, but they'll be quite small.
And could I get a private lesson there?
I think so. Let me check. Yes, they do offer those. Though, in fact, most of the people who attend the classes find it's a nice way of getting to know one another.
I suppose it must be, yes.
And this company has a special deal for clients where they offer a discount of 20% if you return for a further class.
OK, but you said there were several classes.
That's right. Another one you might be interested in is Bond's Cookery School. They're quite new. They just opened 6 months ago, but I've heard good things about them. They concentrate on teaching you to prepare healthy food, and they have quite a lot of specialist staff.
So, is that food for people on a diet and things like that? I don't know if I'd be interested in that.
Well, I don't think they particularly focus on low-calorie diets or weight loss. It's more to do with recipes that look at specific needs, like including ingredients that will help build up your bones and make them stronger, that sort of thing.
I see. Well, I might be interested. I'm not sure. Do they have a website I could check?
Yes. Just key in the name of the school. It'll come up. And if you want to know more about them, every Thursday evening they have a lecture at the school. It's free, and you don't need to book or anything. Just turn up at 7:30. And that might give you an idea of whether you want to go to an actual class. OK, there's one more place you might be interested in. That's got a rather strange name. It's called the Aretsa Centre. That's spelled A-R-R-E-T-S-A.
OK.
They've got a very good reputation. They do a bit of meat and fish cookery, but they mostly specialise in vegetarian dishes.
Right. That's certainly an area I'd like to learn more about. I've got lots of friends who don't eat meat. In fact, I think I might have seen that school today. Is it just by the market?
That's right. So they don't have any problem getting their ingredients. They're right next door. And they also offer a special 2-hour course in how to use a knife. They cover all the different skills, buying them, sharpening, chopping techniques. It gets booked up quickly, though, so you'd need to check it was available.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I'll go and check that out.
Now, listen to part two again.
Hello, Tourist Information Centre. Mike speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I wanted to find out about cookery classes. I believe there are some one-day classes for tourists.
Well, they're open to everyone, but tourists are always welcome. OK, let me give you some details of what's available. There are several classes. One very popular one is at the food studio.
OK.
They focus on seasonal products, and as well as teaching you how to cook them, they also show you how to choose them.
Right, that sounds good. How big are the classes?
I'm not sure exactly, but they'll be quite small.
And could I get a private lesson there?
I think so. Let me check. Yes, they do offer those. Though, in fact, most of the people who attend the classes find it's a nice way of getting to know one another.
I suppose it must be, yes.
And this company has a special deal for clients where they offer a discount of 20% if you return for a further class.
OK, but you said there were several classes.
That's right. Another one you might be interested in is Bond's Cookery School. They're quite new. They just opened 6 months ago, but I've heard good things about them. They concentrate on teaching you to prepare healthy food, and they have quite a lot of specialist staff.
So, is that food for people on a diet and things like that? I don't know if I'd be interested in that.
Well, I don't think they particularly focus on low-calorie diets or weight loss. It's more to do with recipes that look at specific needs, like including ingredients that will help build up your bones and make them stronger, that sort of thing.
I see. Well, I might be interested. I'm not sure. Do they have a website I could check?
Yes. Just key in the name of the school. It'll come up. And if you want to know more about them, every Thursday evening they have a lecture at the school. It's free, and you don't need to book or anything. Just turn up at 7:30. And that might give you an idea of whether you want to go to an actual class. Okay, there's one more place you might be interested in. That's got a rather strange name. It's called the Aretsa Centre. That's spelled A-R-R-E-T-S-A.
Okay.
They've got a very good reputation. They do a bit of meat and fish cookery, but they mostly specialise in vegetarian dishes.
Right. That's certainly an area I'd like to learn more about. I've got lots of friends who don't eat meat. In fact, I think I might have seen that school today. Is it just by the market?
That's right. So they don't have any problem getting their ingredients. They're right next door. And they also offer a special 2-hour course in how to use a knife. They cover all the different skills, buying them, sharpening, chopping techniques. It gets booked up quickly, though, so you'd need to check it was available.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I'll go and check that out.
That is the end of the listening section. Stop working on this section and do the other parts of the test.